Welcome back, friends, to the shop. So this is a video kind of addressing what we've been doing in the last week or so to prepare for the Asian bug that's going around. Now, if you're one of those people that, and there's a lot of you in the comments saying that there's nothing to be worried about, this is no different than the common flu, you need to check yourself and you need to pull your head out of the sand, because that is not the case with this. Now, again, I'm not preaching doom and gloom, but being prepared and having your family taken care of is something that I've been going on and on about for over a decade now. So this is nothing new. And here's the thing you got to ask yourself. If you're right and I'm wrong about this, then what have I lost? I mean, really, what I've lost is I don't have to go grocery shopping for 6 months, right? But if you're wrong, then what are the consequences? So I'm just going to leave that with you. You do what you need to do, I enjoy this stuff, and I go to sleep at night knowing that I have provided for my family, food, water, fuel. It makes me sleep well. So with that said, I guess, of course, the biggest addition, which we're going to be doing the video on tomorrow, is going to be the addition of a hand pump on the new well. Something I've wanted to do for a long time. I've done a lot of research on this, and actually the first time I was made aware of this simple pump was from my friend Scott, Engineer 775. I'm gonna put a link in the subject to his channel. He runs Practical Preppers, and he has a lot of great information. He's a really clever guy about solutions for off-grid living and alternatives to, you know, grid-tied stuff. So he made me aware of this, and I just unpackaged everything for the installation. But I'll tell you what, I'm absolutely impressed. The machining and the quality of this thing it's gorgeous. I'm looking forward to the install, so that will be next. So we have that coming. We'll have a complete off-grid water supply with a hand pump that we can charge the house, or we can pump directly from it, crystal clear water. So that's very important to me. That's number one. I was not really comfortable with my fuel storage. I had about 75 gallons of non-ethanol fuel. Now maybe 80, 85. 90, I guess it was. I got another six, plus a shorty. So I six more cans, so I'll take those down tomorrow and get those all filled up and buttoned up. And that'll give us, you know, say a little over 125, 35 gallons of unleaded. And we have about the same with diesel, kerosene mix. So we're sitting pretty good for that with the two generators for any problems. Why the Wavian cans over a big storage can? I like the options. You could share it. You can, you know, take it to down the road. You can pack it around. You can move it. It's man portable. You get 75, 100 gallons in a tank. Unless you have specialized equipment, forklifts and stuff, you're not moving that around. So the 5 gallon cans, it's a more expensive way to store it, but it gives you more options. That's kind of where I was thinking. Mrs. W has been like a busy beehive around here, buzzing her, getting everything ready. You know, we're in really good shape because we've been preparing for hardship or different things for a long time. You know, you've seen the videos, we have a year's worth of food for the whole family, for four people right there, and long-term storage, 25 years. So some of the things that we were a little bit lacking in were bleach, cleaning supplies. I went and I bought 5 gallons of rot gut vodka, not for me to drink, or family doesn't drink it, but just to have it in the basement for disinfecting, antiseptics. It's just so cheap, you know, $9 a gallon or so. So we stored that up there. A lot of bleach, soaps, cleaning supplies, lots of toilet paper. We have probably a couple years with the toilet paper. So some of the final things we did here is, I guess this is probably a luxury item, but, you know, Mrs. W and I, we love our coffee. It's our morning ritual, and we would hate to go without our cream and our coffee. So this was a bit of a splurge, but just looking for options that you can keep butter and cream without refrigeration is nice. So she found this. It's a heavy whipping cream powder. It's very concentrated, and it will store pretty much indefinitely. It's not, this is real cream, organic. I think it's organic. I believe it is. Not like that creamer stuff, that toxic stuff that so many people have in their coffee. Butter. She also purchased a lot of oils, olive oils and different things. When we went to Costco, we bought many, many gallons of that, because that's hard to live without. Another thing that is kind of interesting, and we're going to try making our own next year, or probably this summer. This is ghee, which is clarified butter, butter that's reduced down to a point where it can store without refrigeration. to the real deal. So this is, so we have a couple cases of that. So those are kind of the last minute, some of the maybe comfort items that we purchased. Also, I went ahead and ordered this is from My Patriot Supply. Of course, you know, I've been promoting them. They're a sponsor of our channel. 720 servings of freeze-dried coffee, which is similar to the little Starbucks Via packs. So the nice thing about it is coffee's not a necessity, but again, it's a very nice luxury, and for us, it was important enough to get it, so we can fall back on that. And then it's a couple of the smaller kits. We just put the well in, which is very close to the house. The static water level is settled at 75 feet, so that's very good. We don't have to lift water very far at all. And that simple pump, that hand pump, is going to go right here. So we could easily fill our 5-gallon containers and stuff. So the well pump is in, and I will be connecting this up to the house in the next week or two, whenever I get the time. Yesterday, I had my local propane company bring up I think it's a 120-gallon tank. Now, we don't use a ton of propane. We go through about 5 gallons or one bottle a month or so. The only thing we run off of propane is our gas range, our gas cooktop and oven. So that right there will last us, well, goodness, probably a couple years. And they're going to come, I think it's got 20 gallons in it now. They kept it light to set it. They're going to come up on Monday and fill it up all the way. So I also have an additional, 100 gallons in portable tanks, from 150-gallon tank to a whole bunch of the 6 and 10-gallon tanks that we have all filled up as well. So having this big one here is going to be a lot nicer than dealing with those small ones. So that's pretty much what we've been up to this week. I don't know where all the salt comes from in the comments, but man, this has touched a nerve with a lot of people. Any sort of these prepping videos, I don't care what you do. I'm just putting it out there, kind of what we're doing. This is not about fear. I was one of the very first people on the internet that started to warn you guys about what was coming. And that maybe it'd be a good idea to get some beans and some soup, or maybe a way to store a little bit of water or purify your water, or just have a few preparations laid up in store. Because I'll tell you, hope is not a plan. And I think maybe some of the criticism comes from the fact that watching these sort of videos kind of puts a spotlight on maybe some things that you have left undone or some preparations that you haven't made. And no one likes to be reminded of their, things that they haven't done. And so by lashing out or attacking someone that actually is doing something, maybe makes them feel like, who knows? I don't know. I don't care. But as a provider, as the man, as the head of your household, you have a God-given responsibility to make sure that your family has the things that they need. It's your job to provide, and you need to be providing. So get off the TV and get off the computer or whatever you're doing, and make sure that you have your ducks in order. And these videos that I'm sharing with you are just some ideas, things to consider and things to think about. I know not everyone has the same means that we have, but there's no reason why you can't go down and get a couple cans of chili and a bag of rice and some beans and a water filter, right? I mean, pretty much everyone can do that. So yeah, don't worry about it. Don't be fearful, but don't be naive. As I said, if I'm wrong, what have I lost? I got a cool hand pump. I got a propane tank that I don't have to change in the middle of the night when Mrs. W is baking in a snowstorm. I've got a lot of things unfinished. It kind of gets you going and gets you in the right direction. And we don't have to shop for groceries. And we have that peace of mind that if times got tough or something happened, we wouldn't go hungry. And we would have the things we need. And so Mrs. W's done a really good job with this. And I'll tell you, that woman is more valuable than rubies to me, to be sure. So some things to consider. Again, I'll close with this. Those of you guys that have been ordering for My Patriot Supply through our affiliate link have been emailing me that there's been huge delays in your food, like up to a month. I've been getting emails from you guys that have ordered like 3 and 4 weeks ago. But good news, I have been hearing from several subscribers as well that they've been getting emails these last couple days saying that they're coming up on the list. So remember, if you're ordering from My Patriot Supply, whether it be water filters or coffee or 25-year storage food like I've been sharing with you guys, if you put your order in now, there's going to be a delay, but you are on a list and your spot is saved. So don't delay. If that's something you want to do and you can't put together things locally, get your name on there, get on that list, and I'll put a link down the subject heading and pin it to the comment. So That's available for you. But do know that there's going to be a delay, because I've been getting a lot of emails like, hey, where's my food? And I've been trying to tell everyone, just be patient. It'll come. And they've opened up 3 new warehouses, and their sales are up over 100-fold, the last I heard. So people are preparing. If you haven't already, in some places, I'll tell you, I'll close with this. In the epicenter, kind of where the whole thing is taking off, and there's been, I think, 12 deaths so far up in the Seattle area, store shelves are bare. I'm getting pictures from friends and acquaintances up there. Toilet paper is gone. Cleaning products are gone. Water's gone. Canned food is gone. So, I mean, if you haven't started already, again, we started 15 years ago, you don't want to delay with this. At least think of the basics. How are you going to heat your home? How are you going to get water to your family? And how are you going to eat? And electronics. So make sure you got that generator sorted out. Make sure you have your fuel storage plan sorted out. But that taking care of exposure, food, and water are the big ones for sure. So thanks for watching. Keep us in your prayers. May God bless you and your families. And we'll see you guys tomorrow when we install the Simple Pump.